Look for your matchups here. You've got a 6'4 on a 5'10, and you've got a 6'3 on a 5'10 on the outside. Forte once again for the touchdown. Matt Forte's second touchdown of the day.
Dan Cospen.
This is 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
Hey, we heard that call on CBS. Greg Gumbel, the play-by-play man, and those two touchdowns would have been nice if they weren't the only two touchdowns that the Bears scored all day over at Soldier Field. They lose 27-14 to the Dolphins. 3-4 on the year, 0-3 at Soldier Field. It is not a good start for these Bears, who really had to have a win today, especially going into New England next week. And apparently, there's some fighting going on in that locker room. Let's bring in Jordan Bernfield. He's our reporter for 720 WGN, and he was there at Soldier Field in the Bears locker room when he overheard some yelling. Jordan, thanks for joining us. Fill us in on what you heard.
So we were standing outside the locker room, guys, right before they were going to open the doors to let us in, and we heard the voice of Brandon Marshall yelling this phrase. He said, "If you play with heart, it's supposed to hurt." And they yelled, "It's supposed to hurt," again. It was very, very loud, loud enough that we could hear outside. And, guys, I've been to a number of Bears games, and we never hear anything that's going on in the locker room. But clearly, Brandon Marshall's frustrations boiled over. Now, it sounded like, based on a couple of the other comments, that Robbie Gould was around him. Now, I can't speculate whether they were arguing or anything. My guess is that he was just frustrated by the situation of the game. But, you know, I believe that Robbie Gould was around based on another comment that was made about kicking the football. But the main comment that was resonating throughout the locker room and into the hallway was, "If you play with heart, it's supposed to hurt." When we talked to Marshall after the game, he admitted that his frustrations boiled over in the locker room, but wouldn't specifically talk about any of it, saying that it was a team matter. But Brandon Marshall, for his 4 minutes that he spoke, said "unacceptable" probably 25 times, and I have to count them up, but he continued to say, "We're 3-4, it's unacceptable, we have a team with a lot of talented players on it," started listing some of the weapons that this offense has, and cannot believe how bad this team is at this point, being 3-4. The other thing that was interesting is we asked some of the other players in the locker room whether frustrations boiling over is the right course of action for this team right now, and it was really mixed responses. There were guys that said, you know, it's good to see that fire, that passion, as long as it's channeled positively towards the rest of the locker room, but there were other guys that said they didn't know if that was the best thing for the team right now. So it's clear, if anything, that this is a very frustrated team, that Brandon Marshall spilled over a little bit after the Bears lost this game. And going into a very difficult next couple of weeks on the schedule, it's going to be interesting to see if this team can rebound.
Well, George, I mean, you don't have a choice. You're a pro. You have to rebound. But basically what Brandon Marshall is saying is something that has been around since the invention of the game of football, and that is that you cannot win. You cannot have success until it hurts so bad to lose, and it gets you to the point where you want to cry because you lost a game. And usually what he's talking about, too, is that you're fully invested in that particular game to the point where you gave everything you got and you still lost. That hurts. Clearly,
yeah.
There's guys in that locker room that it's, you know, Brandon is feeling that we don't have enough guys that feel that way, or I'm not putting words into his mouth, but that is yelled out because it's something that you do when, you know, one of the things I do is at different high schools, I try to rebuild the process, and the thought process is exactly that. Until it hurts to lose, you can't win. And that is one of the first things I tell my new team. Hey, look, until it hurts and we get on the bus and you go home and you're ready to cry because you gave your all and you still lost, we can't win.
Right, and to your point, we asked Brandon Marshall, there was a question asked to him, do you believe there are guys in this locker room that don't share the passion that you have? And he, of course, denied that and said that he believes this is the tightest football team he's ever played on, that it's the tightest-knit group that he's ever been around, that, you know, he supports his teammates, but clearly there was a message he felt that he needed to get across. And when you talk to different guys, it's interesting to hear how they decide how a player should be acting after the game. Martellus Bennett said, you know, you want passion and you want emotion, but at the same time, being frustrated, you know, he goes, I can't go home and bring my frustration of losing the game home to my family. The bottom line is I need to go into each and every week trying to chip away, trying to be a better football player. Kyle Long said he didn't know if a blow-up is exactly what this Bears team really needs, but that they all believe that passion is a good thing from this team. But Brandon Marshall, clearly a very passionate guy. We all know this about him, and it spilled over for him today.
Hey, let me just say this. Robbie Gould's a good kicker. He doesn't need to open his mouth after a game. He didn't hit nobody. He didn't make no tackles. So just that's enough, okay? If he's the guy that's trying to be a leader, then there's something wrong with this team. Do you understand? The kickers don't lead. Kickers stay over on the sideline and keep their mouth shut. But more importantly, this team has got a culture of comfort and entitlement that is unacceptable to all the fans. And, you know, when Kyle Long's saying, oh, well, that hurts our feeling, whatever he's saying, you know, yeah, Kyle said, hey, what are we now, the soccer moms of the Midway instead of the monsters of the Midway? We're all worried about, ooh, nobody wants to get booed. And another thing, you know, until there's enough guys that step up and say, hey, we're not going to put up with any of this BS anymore. We're going to make plays, and we're not going to have two first downs the first half. We're going to have 20. That's when you start turning things around. And it should happen in the second quarter, not in the postgame, when everybody's got a microphone and everybody's trying to look like, you know, a tough guy on the evening news.
Well, and Hamp, to your point, the biggest problem with this football team has been consistency. And that was really one of the messages, the main message.
Whoa, consistency. Wait. See, we're throwing around these buzzwords. Consistency. What is consistency? That's when you go out there in training camp and you grind it out for 70 plays in a practice, and then you come in the afternoon in 2 days and you do it again 70 times. That's when you become consistent and not just sitting around talking about, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That's what I'm saying. They want to throw buzzwords around and it's too late. They need to get to work. And, you know, we're working hard. That's not going to feed the bulldog.
Yeah, well, there's no question to that. And when the Bears, you know, the Bears are now 0-3 at home. They've lost four in a row at home dating back to last year.
It's the fans' fault.
2002. And this football team at this point, guys, we see it week in and week out. There are weeks like last week where they go to Atlanta. They play a great football game.
Jordan, stop right there, because Atlanta got pummeled by Baltimore. That's not
well.
That's
you
not
guys
even,
sound like you're blaming Burnfield. He's just
yeah,
he's telling
not,
you.
No, but I'm saying right.
Don't buy the BS.
Don't
is what we're saying.
Don't fill me with this. Oh, they did so good in Atlanta. They beat up on
don't yell at Jordan. It's not his fault.
junior college team.
What I'm saying is that last week they played well. This week they did not. But that's the mark of this football team. Really, since Jay Cutler has been here, there are weeks where you think that this offense can move, that they can be a good offensive team, and there are weeks like this where everything comes crashing back to reality. The reality is, it's an inconsistent football team, in my opinion, guys, because they have an inconsistent quarterback.
Yep.
And I don't know if you saw the comments that were made on Twitter right after the game ended from former Bear Blake Costanzo.
No.
But he called the team soft, said that Mark Trestman has a soft football team, and that it's a product of him as the head coach. So, you know, that's been getting a lot of buzz around here since the game ended. I mean, you can take it for what you will from a former special teams guy, but it's clear, in my opinion, that week in and week out, you never know what you're going to get from this team, because you never know
right.
what you're going to get for number six.
Absolutely true. We really don't know what you're going to get from a lot of these guys. Jordan, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
That is Jordan Burnfield, our reporter out at Soldier Field. We'll check in with Adam Hogue.
We need to get him a helmet with earmuffs before we get on it again.
I find it offensive that you guys would pin this on Jay Cutler.
Well, wait, hang on a second.
Nobody's
pinning.
You just agreed with Jordan that it's Jay
Cutler. I'm trying to get us to a break here, for the love of God.
Then take a break. But don't build up this Jay Cutler's fault, because that's BS.
Okay, hey, forget the break for a second. Let me make a point here that Kaz and I – we are adamant about. Number one, it's not a one-man show. This isn't John Elway. This is a football team. And, you know, Jay Cutler's the quarterback. Yeah, he's overpaid maybe. But you know what? He's all we got, and we better rally around him. And when you say, oh, he's 1-10 against the Packers, well, so is Briggs and Tillman and all the rest of them. And the other thing is, if you throw that stat up, that when, oh, he throws an interception, we're 0-3. But when he doesn't throw a pick, we're 3-0. Then you're pinning everything on one mistake. Now, that means that the coach ain't worth a damn because he can't overcome one stinking play.
312-981-7200 is the number if you want to call or text the show. WGN-TV evening news starts at 4 for Tom Skilling's updated forecast. Watch Chicago's very own WGN-TV evening news 4 to 6 weeknights. We're having fun here. It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
Dan, Cause, Ben. It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
The Bears lose 27-14. We will hear, we still need to hear from Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler. We'll check in with Adam Hoge out at Hallis Hall. We still have a lot to do. And of course, we'll take your calls and read your texts at 312-981-7200. Kaz, you had something you want to tell us about over there.
Yes, the injury report for the Chicago Bears, sponsored by the law offices of Anthony Mancini. If you're injured in an accident and it's not your fault, talk to no one until you talk to Anthony Mancini. Anthony will make it right when you've been wrong. The law offices of Anthony Mancini protects you when you've been injured in an auto accident. Anthony will advise you on your legal rights pertaining to your injury, as you may be entitled to monetary damages. An injury can be very challenging. You can suffer. You can have pain. You can be agonizing. And a lot of fears, no worry. In this difficult time, don't do anything but get on the phone and get your legal help. Call right now to Anthony Mancini at 773-745-1909. Program the number into your cell phone, 773-745-1909. Online at mancinilaw.com. You could reach out to Anthony Mancini. This is a guy that will do all he can to make sure that not only are you protected, but you get what you rightfully
deserve. He won't rip the
fans,
is what you're saying.
That is correct. 773-745-1909 or go online to Mancini, M-A-N-C-I-N-I, law.com.
And the injury report, they lost Kyle Fuller. He left the game with a hip injury. So
critical loss.
That's a big one. We'll have to keep an eye on that one throughout the week. Of course, they played the game without Lance Briggs, John Bostic, and Chris Conte. I'm not sure that would have made much of a difference. I mean, with those guys, they've been struggling too. It's always nice to have Briggs back.
Well, Briggs, with the combination of all your starters out there, you're a better team, always.
There's no question, especially a veteran guy like that, right, who's been through it before. Yeah, you're right.
Think about this. This is Phil Emery's legacy now. You've got Shea McClellan that he can't play, and you can't hide him, and yet they keep running him out there. You got Long from last year, crying about the fans booing because they're down 2 scores. And then now Kyle Fuller gets an owie with his hip, and he takes himself out of the game. That's Phil Emery's three number ones.
Fuller's hip, though, that he had nothing to do with that. That was the training staff and the doctors making that
decision. All right, let's hear from Brandon Marshall. We were talking about this before. He had some strong comments after the game. Here's what the Bears wide receiver had to say.
And you have the ability, when you get frustrated, to go out there and take it out on the field, you know? So that's all you can do, whether it's in practice, whether it's in the game. You have to be able to play with an edge on your shoulder, and it has to mean something to you. You know, the Chicago Bears should not be 3-4 right now. Absolutely unacceptable. And it starts on our offensive side of the ball.
Is the confidence still there? Is it worried?
I don't know. My confidence is there. You know, Alshon Jeffrey's confidence is there. Martellus Bennett's confidence is there, you know? Yeah.
How's Jay's confidence?
Yeah, Jay's a gunslinger. Jay's our guy. Jay's our leader.
This is a lot like last year, though. 8-8, 3-4, I'm in the middle of the road.
Listen, like I said, man, we got to do a better job. This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. We could be anywhere else. You could be anywhere else. I'm not going to name any other ball clubs, but this is a special ball club. This is a special organization. This is a special city. You got to love what you do. You got to love playing for this ball club. You got to leave it all out on the field. 3-4 is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and it starts with us on the offense.
Are you saying there are players that aren't?
No. We have a great group of guys. Great group. Tightest locker room I've ever been a part of. Tightest.
Was it just time to let it out? So
there ain't no. We're 3-4. We're 3-4. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. 3-4 is unacceptable. You want me to say it again? 3-4 is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. You don't get it tomorrow in this league. We're halfway through the season. It's time. Halfway through the season.
That's 17 unacceptables from Brandon Marshall. If you were counting at home, or if you weren't counting at home, we were counting for you.
It's a lot more first downs than they got.
That is. It's more points than 15. They had. And it also interesting there, he says that when he was asked whether or not the confidence is still there, he says it's still there for me. Alshon Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett. He said the quarterback's a gunslinger. They love him. So who is he talking about? Who is the confidence not back there for? Because it sounded like he was suggesting that maybe some people on that team have lost confidence, and maybe that was part of why he was so upset in postgame in the locker room.
Or is it that maybe there's a lack of respect on the direction?
Would that surprise you?
No, not at all.
Me neither.
Because, in the NFL, and especially the game of football, it's a lot like life. It's very difficult. And you have those moments where you have great joy, and then you drop where it looks like the world is ending, and then things come back together. And the key is to take care of your business, do your assignment, and trust everybody else. And that's actually called being a good team.
Right. Yeah. A 262 texter says that Hamp needs to be the Bears coach. He's 100% dead on about the way the Bears played today. And then an 815 texter says, Hamp, watch the soccer mom comments. Most of us are pretty fierce.
I agree, though, and he threw me under the bus. Tim, I said, "Well, Kaz said, well, wait a minute, don't get the soccer moms mad at
they
me."
They could use some soccer moms on that team.
I see how the soccer moms at it. So yeah, no,
more 2.5 Bears.
That was disrespectful to the soccer moms. They're right. Tough.
More 2.5 Bears coming up. We still need to
think about what you just said. Cutler. The soccer moms are offended by being compared to the toughness of the Bears.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that tells you all you need to know.
It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
This is 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
Wow, that is just so maddening from Kyle Long, the Bears right guard, second year right guard, a good player. He went to the Pro Bowl in his rookie season. And he was a likable guy until that. I don't know what he's talking about. Why is he even paying attention to the fans booing? I mean, walked off the field at the end of the first half without scoring any points. Listen, I don't boo when I go to games. I don't waste the time. But if someone wants to boo, what's the big deal?
Hey, let me tell you something. We have a friend of ours that I
know. Now I'm getting mad, too.
He drops, what is about $5,000 a game with all his tickets and everything? Yeah, he has every right to boo a performance where you, Mr. Long, are the cornerstone, supposedly, and you can't get more than 2 first downs and a half.
And, it tells you something about the player if that's the first thing he goes to in the postgame.
Yeah. Don't tell me it's 2 possessions. No, it's 14 points. You're down 14-0 to a dog, a Miami Dolphin team that's in rebuild mode. Yeah, fans are going to boo you. That's how it works, Mr. Long.
And by the way, wasn't it just a week ago that all the players were so cleverly admitting about, the fans are louder for us than they were for the Atlanta Falcons down there. Now, let's think about that. The fans didn't have a right to cheer for the Bears down there because they were playing better than the Falcons? You see how this works? I mean, again, here, instead of worrying about the X's and O's.
It's unacceptable that you take a check this week, Kyle Long. That's unacceptable. Give it to charity.
That's what's meaning. Unacceptable for the fans to boo? What's just a dumb comment?
Here's what's unacceptable. Punt, interception, punt. That's the four drives of the great offense of the Chicago Bears. The number two scoring offense in all of football a year ago. Punt, interception, punt. Yeah, I would boo too.
Let's talk about something else we haven't gotten into yet. By the way, this is 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 if you want to get in. We're here until 6 o'clock. End of the first half. Again, with the clock management issues. Okay, the Dolphins, it's 45 seconds left to go. Bears have all three timeouts. It's fourth down, and it's about a 50-yard, 55-yard field goal, so it's basically punt area for the Dolphins. The Bears could have called a timeout right there, had the ball back, probably deep in their own zone, but with 40 seconds left to go, something like that. Instead, Trespin lets the clock run down, doesn't use any timeouts. Joe Philbin inexplicably calls a timeout. You're thinking, okay,
no,
they're going
to
go for the
penalty, and
he took the penalty.
Took the penalty.
And stopped the clock.
Thinking, okay, all right, well, you're
let it run. Let the play clock run down to get more room to be able to stick it inside the 10.
That's it. The assumption, though, is that why wouldn't you go for the Hail Mary? You're
right.
5 seconds.
Well,
the worst
point
case
is, let them do whatever they're going to do. But you can call the timeout. If they pin you back, they pin you back.
But
you're
why?
But at least you got these great receivers. Oh, you got the magic golden arm quarterback. Throw it down the field.
Exactly.
Get an interference call. We get one every other play in the NFL today. Get an interference and get a field goal. Do something. Oh, but no. You know, you take a knee and you let the clock run out like a little baby.
Yeah, you don't take a knee, and then Kyle Long gets offended as he jogs into
the locker. I don't get it. I don't understand why, with a Bears offense, not elite, but supposed to be elite, why wouldn't they want the ball with 45 seconds? You can move the ball down the field.
And it's attitude. It's about theory and attitude. This is what we're going to
do. And they're wondering why they're booing?
And this is how we're going to do it. And guess what? We got nothing but question marks.
Yeah, and how about that? That's why fans were booing when the Bears are walking off the field. You wonder why, Kyle Long. It's because your team just nonchalantly let the half run out.
Well, and here, beyond all of those really smart reasons that you're bringing up, here, let me give you the inner voice of a coach that makes this decision. Well, our special teams are horrible, even though I tell everybody that we got our special teams are right up to par to the NFL. Because if I really had a good specials teams, I would rush and block the punt maybe and get the ball on our side, their side of the field. But no, don't do that because we're not really that good. And we may
rough the punter, and then,
afraid.
Oh, they may come after us and throw it in the end zone like a real football team with some courage.
I'm afraid that our quarterback might throw a pick, or maybe he gets sacked, or maybe our return man fumbles the ball and they get it and score. Those are probably the inner monologue of what was being running around
in
Mark Trestman's head.
You're 100% right.
Because that's the only way you cower away from 45 seconds in the NFL.
In the NFL. Now, okay, if you're a junior high team, if you got a bunch of numbskulls, okay, you let the clock. If you're in high school and you don't know what you're doing, you let the clock run out. If you're in college and you really have no clue and you're trying to fake it, you let the clock. But you're a professional. You're supposed to be a quarterback whisperer. 45 seconds, you can make something happen. Oh, no, we can't do that. As you said, Kaz, because of why? The inner demon screaming in your ear.
Yeah, these guys waiting to get the tour of the Tribune Tower are getting a show right now. It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN. Let's go to the phones. This is Diane in Naperville. What's up, Diane?
Little hamster. I hope you're on high blood pressure medication.
I don't need it. I like to get mad.
Well, it feels better, though,
I
Diane,
like
to
get
just
mad
get
about
it out, because it's really frustrating.
This is his workout today.
You know, and what bothers us, Diane, is the slapping of the fans that Dan and I, more than anybody, appreciates the loyalty of the Chicago Bear fans, because we felt it for 30-plus years.
We built the fan base that loves this team, and now to see them disrespected like this is unacceptable, to use a word we've heard today.
My lead-in question was, is there a doctor and an ambulance on standby? Because Hamps, when you blow, you're going to take most of the building with you.
Well, hopefully not, because you here's the – and thanks for calling, Diane, and we're going to be okay, and it will work through. But the real question is the guys that are out here right now waiting to take the tour, because it's an NFL Sunday, are you doing it because you're with your significant other or somebody you're trying to impress, or is this –
I don't know. They just,
you know what I mean? Though?
Get away from football, maybe. I don't know.
I remember when I went and saw Sex in the City, and I was the only guy in there with one other guy, and he and I both, and Mama
Mia, give each other the nod?
And we both looked at each other, and we both kind of laughed, because we both knew why we were both there, because we probably did something to get in trouble, and thought, hey, I'll go to this sensitive movie with you, and she might actually talk to me tonight.
312-981-7200 if you want to get in. We still need to hear from Jay Cutler, and we'll actually do that coming up next, because we like to hear what the Bears quarterback has to say after games. And we already heard from Trestman. We've heard from Brandon Marshall. We've heard from Kyle Long. There is a lot going on out there at Soldier Field, and we'll also check in with Adam Hoag in the 5 o'clock hour. The students and faculty of Midwestern University invite you to change the way you experience healthcare. The new Midwestern University Dental Institute in Downers Grove features exceptional dental care at about half the price. You'll receive comprehensive treatment from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at MWUClinics.com. That's MWUClinics.com. Or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare. Jay Cutler coming up next. More calls and texts at 312-981-7200. This is 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
Bears lose 27-14 at Soldier Field, 3-4 on the year. Jay Cutler was 21 of 34 for 190 yards, one touchdown, one interception, one lost fumble. That's a QB rating of 74.4. Let's hear what the Bears quarterback had to say after the game at Soldier Field.
Jay, Mark talked about not being able to get into rhythm offensively early, started with the play calling. What do you feel like kept you guys from getting it clicking in the first half?
You know, we had that first possession. We had good field position. We took a shot there with Alshon. You know, and then from then on, it was third down. You know, I wish I had some more answers. I need to see the tape. You know, we need to break it down, but I don't have a lot of answers right now for you.
Is this loss more bewildering than the others?
I don't know. You know, right now, it's, you know, you're just kind of replaying all the plays in your head, thinking of what we could have done differently there. Did we call the right play? Did we execute it the right way? To be honest with you, so we'll take a look at that on film, and you know, they did a good job in coverage. They really did. They mixed it up. You know, they took away a lot of the deep shots for us. Took away a lot of the stuff 10 yards and beyond. So they made it difficult.
You wish you just wouldn't throw that ball, or is that a body still?
No, I mean, that's where it had to go. It's, you know, they were hugging up on Matt, you know, so he was blocking too high. Marty's the go-to guy.
What did you do to get out of some of the run calls? Mark said you guys had more runs called in the first half. Matt only had two carries. He said,
yeah, we had two run calls called, and then they gave us up front, so, you know, it's not like we had 12 called.
It seemed like in the second half, Ked made more of an effort to target Brandon. Were they doing something different in the first half? Was that a halftime adjustment? How do you explain that?
No, it just kind of worked out that way. I think we ran the ball a little bit more that opening drive. Got a little, you know, some three deep coverage, and B just happened to be the guy that got the ball.
What do you think of their rush?
They're good. You know, they didn't do anything super complicated today to us. Brought five a little bit. You know, they just dropped their guys out. They played coverage. You know, they tried to zone us out, keep everything in front of us, in front of them, which they did. They did it well.
Jay, you kind of like to show you different from here on out. What can you improve on? What do you need to get better?
Oh, there's a lot of things. You know, I don't know. You know, we got to protect the ball. We got to convert on third downs. You know, we got to get a rhythm going. You know, we got to get Matt going a little bit earlier in the game. You know, I just got to lead this group and try to find a way to make sure we play clean football for four quarters.
As a team, your turnover numbers are good on the road. I think plus seven and -6, -7 here. Any reason
why? If I had a reason, we'd try to change it, but I don't.
When you guys don't get Matt going early, like you said, how does that change things for the offense, you think?
Difficult to say. you know, I don't know what their game plan really was coming into the game, but the Dolphins, but I thought they executed it really well. They were going to let their front four get some pressure, bring five every once in a while, and zone us out a little bit. You know, we caught man a few times, but once we got down in the score, that gets harder to bend.
So, Jay, is there something about Soldier Field?
Yeah, I guess it's the grass. I don't know. No, I'm joking. The grass was good today. You know, we just got to figure it out. There's the second half of the season. We just got to figure this out. We've got to play better. You know, or we're going to end up 8-8. So we got to get this figured out.
Jay, is there anything you can think of that you guys do any differently during the week to prepare when you're playing at home versus on the road?
We don't get in a plane.
As far as preparation,
though. No.
Jay, how would you describe the locker room after the game?
It was emotional. It was a tough loss. I think guys wanted to win this one, a home game. You know, after a good win in Atlanta, we wanted to come back home and get a big win here and get some momentum going into New England. So guys are really down on this one, myself included. But the good thing is we got another one next week, and we just gotta rally and get ready for New England before the bye.
Do you guys have a feel of what you are as a team yet?
I don't know. I mean, I think every team is fluid throughout the year. You're figuring things out. You're always changing. Plays are changing. Defenses are changing. You know, it's never stagnant in the NFL.
All right, that's Jay Cutler, the Bears quarterback, over at Soldier Field about an hour ago after the Bears lose 27-14 to the Dolphins, dropping them to 3-4 on the year. This is 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN. So we are talking about the first half, guys, and how the Bears only ran the ball twice. Cutler's saying there were four run plays called. He audibled out of a couple of them. But to me, that's still not enough. And especially with a running back like Forte, boy, I would like to have seen the ball going him more, because in the second half you couldn't go to him as much. They did increase his workload, but it got to a point where you had to keep throwing the ball because you were down two touchdowns.
Yeah, and more importantly, to sum it all up, and it's real simple, stop blaming Jay Cutler. Anybody that, if you've ever participated in the game of football, it's 11 players, and the quarterback gets blamed way too much. The reality of it is Mark Trestman summed it up best for me when he said on the first series of the game, we had a 3rd-and-1, we had a short pass called, but they took it away, so we had to throw it down the field. That sums up everything to me.
Perfect
you
point.
Don't think as a head coach that you can get 1 yard by running it on the first series of the game?
With the first game with your whole offensive line back, by the way.
And you can't, in your own head, you can't formulate, maybe I just pound this one out for the first down and then we could get a little cutesy. No, he wants to be the quarterback whisperer, the genius. And so he chucks it down the field and they punt, and then it was game on for the Dolphins from that point on.
Yeah, you know what does bug me, and I know it's not just one person's fault. Of course, it's not just Jay Cutler's fault, but it does.
Everybody blames him.
Well,
though.
It's the easy thing to do. It does, and he has made a lot of very memorable bad plays that have led to some losses. But of course, he's not alone. What does bother me from him, from Trestman, from some of the other guys as well, is they keep talking about how they're going to clean it up. They've got work to do. They're still confident. It's been 7 games. You're kind of running out of time here. The time to clean it up is training camp. The off-season
right.
Workouts, training camp.
Working hard.
Once you're 7 weeks in, there's no time for cleaning up. I mean, you got to get a win next week in New England, and we all know how hard that can be, especially the way the Patriots have been playing recently.
Well, they played like – they didn't play great on was it Thursday night? I mean, the Jets took them to the
great
wire.
Enough, though.
No, I got you, but you know what I'm saying. Look, if there was ever – if the Bears took care of business today at home – I would have felt a heck of a lot better than
right.
Going to New England on Sunday, because New England is beatable, but not when you approach it this way, not when you approach it, Dan, like you're afraid, like you don't really have confidence in your team. Because to sum up, you know, we talked about the demons in Mark's head, and we're just guessing, but when you don't burn out your last two timeouts of the half with 45 seconds to go, you really are saying, I don't have faith in my special teams, my quarterback, my return man. You can rattle off what it is, But he basically just wanted to regroup at halftime and not get down more. That's not the way you win in the NFL.
You know, this phrase, sense of urgency. A lot of times you know, maybe you're deluded by listening to somebody, blah, 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 you know. And that's part of the reason a lot of people don't like Cutler. You know, he's like real nonchalant after a loss. Yeah, things didn't work out.
We'll clean it up.
It's disappointing. Yeah. You don't think there's a sense of urgency. Well, when you got a coach that doesn't have a sense of urgency, how important it is it going to be to you? And again, it all goes back to the coach and how it all is, you know, installed and formulated as a top-to-bottom game plan for the football team. And when you're third and one and the call play is, what was it, probably a quick slant where everybody in the league knows on third and one it's going to be a quick slant, okay, if you come out. Well, your point is one of just basic fundamentals in the game of football. And apparently we don't have a belief in the basic fundamentals of football. And that's another thing that drives these people here in Chicago crazy, is that we want to be able to say, hey, we can get after people and run the ball when we want to run it, not when you let us. All those things. Well, when you come out on third and one and you call a pass, you're telling everybody, including your team and the opposing team, what you think of the whole situation.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Adam Hogue, our Bears insider, who's out at Soldier Field. More of your calls, 312-981-7200. It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.